Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining me now on the Mattress Warehouse Hotline, this is the third time he's been on the program, and I believe the first time was last year when he was filming a commercial for Eastern Motors, where your job's your credit. Running back for your Washington Redskins, I think it's safe to say one of the best to ever do it, Mr. Adrian Peterson is with us on CDBTW. AD, what's up, buddy?
Not much, man. Not much. Just relaxing. Just relaxing.
How is the second time around for the Eastern Motors commercial going for you?
It's going good. I'm actually just now getting started, and got a couple of my teammates up here with me this time, so it'll be a little different in that way. So I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a good time.
I look forward to those. They're always some of the best, those most fun viewing during the football season are those commercials. Hey, talk to me about the offseason. Good one for you. You get the deal done. You're back with the Washington Redskins, coming off a 1,000-yard-plus season, all the accolades. And, you know, it's got to feel incredibly good to go out there. I remember speaking to you before last season, you saying, I've got it. I still have it left in me. I'm still an elite running back. And go out there and just prove it to absolutely everybody that may have had a negative word to say about you. How rewarding was that experience for you?
Very much so. You know, and I knew I just need the opportunity to be presented to me, to just get out there and show that, hey, I still can do this and do it at a high level, you know. So, you know, it felt good to hear some positive feedback, you know, instead of the negative that I was facing, you know, been washed up, done, should retire and all that. So, you know, kind of had a redemption. It definitely, you know, felt good to hear people talk positive about me instead of negative.
Sure, absolutely. And there clearly were other opportunities for you this offseason. What was it about this Redskins group and the experience you had playing for this team that made you want to stay here for another couple of years?
Just the talent that I've seen, you know, throughout the year. You know, just the fight and the heart I've seen within the team as well, because obviously we dealt with a lot of adversity last year. And, you know, though we started off strong, we didn't really finish as strong, you know, but we were still like two games out, you know. Had we won that game, that close game in Tennessee, and, you know, we would have set ourselves up for, a game that could have put us in the playoffs against Philly. You know, I just think about the injuries that we had on the offensive line was pretty much diminished. Obviously, the quarterback situation was, man, you know, hopefully no team ever has to go through that again.
Yeah.
And then, you know, just guys just continue to fight. You know, that's what impressed me the most. So, you know, when I really was thinking about it, I was just like, you know, coming back to a great offensive line, the quarterback situation, you know, got Case Keenum in, got the young rookie, and I'm looking forward to see what he's going to do during training camp as well. We get receiver Sims back and, you know, Jay Reed out there as well. We have some really young guys. Richardson is back as well. And then defensively, you know, defense really held us up last year. And, you know, they're getting some guys back that's going to be healthy, Dunbar. So, and then, that, you know, London Collins being added on to the defense. You know, we have a solid team. You know, we have a really solid team. You know, so when I just kind of was just weighing everything and evaluating everything, I knew it would be a good situation for me to come back for a second year and do this again, but, you know, with different results.
You had some comments, Adrian, about Case Keenum, and you sounded really bullish on playing with him and how the offense looks at him out at mini camps when he's at the helm. I was hoping maybe you could drill down on that a little bit and talk a little bit about what you like about Keenum's game and how the Redskins' offense looks with him. And I guess the logical question would be, do you think that's the guy that should start a quarterback for the team this year?
You know, he's a veteran guy. You know, he's a guy that's proven. that he can, you know, he can play the game. He can lead. He can lead the team as well, you know. But what impressed me during minicamp was his control, of course, you know, of the huddle, and you know, just him communicating with the receivers and tight ends, and you know, and just his arm. You know, he really showed through some good balls, and you know, with great accuracy as well. And you know, he's one of those gunslingers, you know. And I like players like that, because if I was a quarterback, I that's the style that I would play with. You know, a guy that you don't ever have to question his effort or his play. You know, that right there is a sign of a winner to me. You know, so that's what I like. That's what I like about him. You know, right now, he definitely has an edge because of experience, without a doubt. And you know, so you know, I see him leading going in right now. But you know, we'll see. You never know. You know, the young guy. You know, I know he's hungry. I know he has a lot that he's trying to prove as well. So training camp is going to be big for him to see how he digests everything and how he's able to run the offense. You know, so. You know, we'll see. You know, we got two talented quarterbacks, you know, so that's a good problem to have.
Certainly is. Adrian Peterson joins us in Chad Dukes versus the world. Certainly won't try to keep you, Adrian, but I wanted to ask you, you averaged over 4 yards a carry last year, had 8 touchdowns, over 1,000 yards, great season by anybody's book. You work really well with Chris Thompson when he was healthy. He's still there. Of course, they draft Bryce Love. He's not going to be back to the middle of the season. Presumably, Samaje is still there. Darius Geis already a little dinged up. I'm curious. Clearly, you're the bell cow running back for this team, but there's a lot of talent in that backfield with you. Where do you see all those touches going this season?
You know, Chris Thompson. You know, he's one of those guys that they use more on third down. You know, we use him more on third down. You know, of course, he gets a couple carries every now and then, but. You know, it's a lot of talent in the room. You're right. It's definitely a lot of talent. You know, we'll see. You know, we'll figure it out. Whatever formula works best to help us get W's is a formula I know Coach Gruden is going to go with. You know, so it's going to be interesting to see how things develop through training camp and through the preseason when we're able to, you know, get out there and see how guys are moving in some live action. You know, so. You know, I've always loved competition and, you know, coaching the young guys and teaching these guys as well to just improve their game. But, you know, for me, I've always loved competition. You know, it brings the best out of each guy that's in that room, that running back room, and in other positions as well. So that's a good issue to have, a good problem to have as well, you know, just having a lot of bats with a lot of talent with different skill sets that you can use, you know. So we'll work it out, I'll tell you that. We'll put it together. You know, Chris really impressed me this offseason. He came down to Houston and worked out for a couple of weeks, man, and, you know, picked up a little weight and, you know, was a little stronger. You can tell he was really determined on coming back better and better than he was last year. You know, just the disappointment I seen on his face that last home game against Philly, and what he done during the offseason, you know, just showed me that he's going to be a different player and more and much improved going into this season. So I'm excited to see what he's going to do, you know, during training camp and during the preseason as well and the season. So we got some guys that can get it done, man. So I'm going to do my part like I always do.
Have you spoken to Trent? Do you know if he'll be at training camp?
I haven't spoken to him. I'm about to talk to him when I get back to Houston, but because it's been on my mind to talk to him and to see where he's at. But I have no idea, to be honest with you.
Okay. Best guess, you think he'll be there?
I don't know. I don't want to play the guessing game, but I don't know. I can't call it.
I got you. I appreciate the time so much, AP. Glad you're around for another season, another couple seasons with the Redskins. And
spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com?
We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.